Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Hey, let's go. Back into the action here on the Good Day program. Mr. McFadden, along with Ms. Horn and Mr. Kessler, Mr. Steffen, here overviewing things that are on people's minds today, things that stand out in your mind. We're going to revisit the American Sniper movie and the discussion, which is prevalent, a lot of social media discussion of PTSD and that sort of thing brought about as a result of the movie and the book and the continuing conversation about how badly our VA operates. That's coming up in a few moments. In the meantime, Jeb Bush, a couple of political stories here. Mr. Bush trying to put some distance between himself and his brother before he declares for president. He says, quote, "I am my own man, unless you're talking to my mother."
Yeah.
Mom says it's okay for me to run, so I guess it's all right. He's trying to differentiate himself from George Bush's strategy. Answer the key question facing his campaign. Can a third man with the name Bush win the presidency in a nation exhausted by war and suspicions of dynasties? Hillary Clinton, another White House hopeful, could face the same question. However, knowing the attitude of the American voter when it comes to name recognition, that's how people vote for you. They don't know about the issues. They don't know from nothing. They know Bush's name. They know Clinton's name. Yep, okay, let's vote for one of them. They don't know who, what's his face is from Wisconsin? Scott Walker? They don't know who he is. They don't know
him. Look, you didn't even know.
Like, no, that's not
what's
true.
His name. And most don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
That's true. They look for whoever they know or whoever the TV tells them to vote for. You know, I think that having a Bush run makes me, I don't know, I just, people are going to vote for him because you said, like, his name. And I don't know if he's the best candidate. And how many Bush-Clinton elections do we need
I think that's the question everybody's asking.
Same old, frankly.
Yep, it is. Now the story of Kate Brown, who is not the same old, same old. She became Oregon's governor yesterday. You'll remember that we talked, perhaps some of you heard me discussing the fact that she's a bisexual and the first openly bisexual governor in our country. Things are loosening up. Political mores, ethical mores and standards up in smoke. So say some people anyway. I don't think it makes any difference. It doesn't make any difference to me anyway. What I find interesting is that she made a pledge when she was sworn in not to accept money from outside sources and to ensure anybody who pays her family and staff does not have any business before the state of Oregon. Obviously, she wants to run for re-election now that she's actually in the job, so she's trying to clean things up. She was formerly Secretary of State. She replaced Governor. Now, yesterday I got some email from people telling me how to pronounce the former governor's name, John Kitzhaber. I believe that's how I was told to pronounce it. If I wasn't,
that's a tough name.
You'll be sure I'll get another
you'll
email.
Hear about it.
Haber, longest serving chief executive before his fall from grace, ethics scandal. And that's why she said what she did, because his office and him are under fire for contributions from pretty much anybody and everybody they could grab the dough from. There's a story floating around about a former federal judge who was interviewed by somebody from ABC, I think. This judge sent an inmate named Weldon Angelos, who was 24 years old, sent him to jail for 55 years for selling marijuana. He is one of the hundreds of thousands of federal prisoners serving time decades-long sentences for nonviolent crimes like this. This is an outrage. This is a damnable offense to this country and to these people. Not that I support using marijuana, but for God's sakes, sending somebody to jail for 55 years, what kind of a moronic a-hole does that? So this guy, they can't seem to do anything about his being in jail for 55 years. I don't know. I find this offensive.
55 years is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's a really weird fine line. We just passed in California a new proposition that let out lesser charge criminals because we have so much jail population here. And so they let people out that mostly drug offenders, like you're talking about, nonviolent criminals who just, you know, had short sentences to serve anyway, maybe a year or two, they let them out. And now the crime rates have been ticking up slowly but surely.
Well,
and so they're looking
so
to see if there's
jail
a correlation between that.
The people that are in jail, we have more people in jail here in California and in the country who are serving crime for crimes like this. This is asinine. This is an offensive use of the American taxpayers' money to pay for these people being in jail because of stupid backward laws. Again, it has nothing to do with what I think about the use of marijuana and the fact that it's illegal so many places, and it's been we have people that are murdering other people. They go to jail for 8 years. And that's it. And these people go to jail for 55? What's wrong with this picture? So Kevin Rose is going to join us in a moment. He's a craniosacral therapist, and thus we'll talk about the post-traumatic stress disorder as it applies to many. You know that this is the thing with me. I find the whole way that this is being handled offensive. And so we ought to dig around to find out exactly what goes on from somebody who's a specialist in brain work. So that's coming up next year on Good Day.
Talia Soti, the queen of Latin pop and multi-talented artist, is launching a debut fashion collection that captures her passion, charisma, and style. Available exclusively at Macy's, the collection empowers women to live the life they love.
I just love this collection because it fits all women. Form-fitting, bright colors, sexy prints. It has a little bit of everything. Clothing, accessories, shoes. Everything is happy, everything is smart.
Talia delivered a transitional collection for her fans' dynamic lifestyles.
Why? Because we're active all the time, working, taking care of the kids, the family, but at the same time we like to have fun. So it's important for me to have this transition from morning to evening. You just lose your hair, put a little lipstick, and that dress makes the transition for the night. The prices are incredible. And on top of all, it's in 300 Macy's around the nation.
Visit Macy's.com/Talia.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
You may be eating more seafood during Lent, but is it enough? Dietary guidelines recommend 2 servings a week, though most Americans fall short of this goal. Registered dietitian Dr. Wendy Bazillion offers simple tips for making flavorful seafood at home during Lent and year-round.
The key to eating more seafood at home is making it taste great. Spices and herbs make good-for-you proteins like salmon, tilapia, and shrimp even more enjoyable. Use seasoning blends to simplify meal prep and make tasty, family-pleasing dinners. On salmon, try a salt-free blend like McCormick Perfect Pinch Fiesta Citrus Seasoning. With all that flavor, you won't miss the salt. Or bake fish in a foil packet to lock in the moisture. Brush lemon juice mixed with Italian seasoning and black pepper onto a mild white fish like cod or tilapia. Add colorful chopped veggies for a full meal with easy cleanup.
For these recipes and more, visit McCormick.com or find McCormick Spice on Facebook and Pinterest.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Kevin Rose joins us here on Good Day, a licensed therapist, diplomat, certified in craniosacral therapy. He works with human beings. He's worked with animals, involved in training programs, participated in a lot of different work with animals and with humans when it comes to the approach of the debilitating effects of stress and pain that comes, you know, whether, again, when a human gets into a situation with a wild animal confronting him, lions, bears, that sort of thing, he is involved in treating the stress. But also, there's a connection, this different kind of traumatic stress disorder. Kevin, how do we connect what you've studied with the animals to what's going on with humans?
Well, the catalyst, the program that I developed, we use sensory awareness exercises that help people quickly shift from chaos to calm, with a caveat, and that's being eye to eye with a tiger, cougar, leopards, bears, and other animals. We bring people and animals together to teach grounding, focus, overall stress reduction, and peace. If you think about it, we constantly use the five senses throughout the day to take in information about our surrounding environment. And when we're involved in an intense situation, the five senses are heightened as the fight or flight response from the sympathetic nervous system is activated. The fight or flight response is a survival mechanism that activates body responses and keeps us safe, like rapid heartbeat, heavy breathing, feeling anxious. The challenge is that we tend to remain in that fight or flight response well after the threat has passed. And if the intense situations keep happening, we become conditioned over and over to remain in that heightened state. So here's an example. If I asked you if you could remember what you had for lunch on Thursday 3 weeks ago, you would probably say no. But if I asked you to bring up some negative event that happened many years ago, you can probably remember, often vividly, really clear details. And the reason for that is because there is a charge to the negative event, but not on the lunch 3 weeks ago. So the simple techniques that I share to help remove the charge from the challenging event, when we remove the charge by grounding it with the senses, the five senses, the event doesn't necessarily disappear from our memories, but the sting attached to the event can diminish significantly. So animals rely on their senses to survive, and they're always present in the moment. If I introduce a person experiencing stress into their area, the animal reacts to that stress. If I calm the person internally using the senses, the animal responds and calms as well. So, like domestic animals like dogs and horses are used in therapeutic settings all the time to help people recognize their rising stress level so they can do something about it. When you come face-to-face with a tiger and watch that magnificent being react to your stress and calming, it brings a level of wonder that is not experienced with domestic animals. And there's a level of peace and awe in the experience because we're usually not afforded the opportunity to be so close to these creatures. And it's within that level of peace and awe and sensory attunement that the charge of stress is neutralized.
Hmm.
So animals tune into their environment using all their senses, and the catalyst experience teaches you to tune into your environment in the same way. When you use all your senses with intention, you can tune into your environment, react when you need to, and then truly let the stress go. The experience is really powerful, it's unique, and it's changing lives.
Isn't that interesting? I never would have thought when I looked at this that that's where you're going. This is a service free to returning veterans to ease their transition home. They find out more about it at CatalystRefuge.com, right? CatalystRefuge.com. Kevin Rose, sounds like good work you're doing there. Thank you. CatalystRefuge.com.
Refuge.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Referred to as Miraculous, Willie Nelson's Luck, Texas, Old West film set, sits on a corner of his sprawling hill country ranch, opening up the saloon doors to Hollywood, waiting for the miracle to come, is what it is called, this movie. It's a fantasy adventure flick starring Willie Nelson in one of the lead roles. He filmed in the same Lone Star spot built for Redheaded Stranger. Do I remember that movie? That's a 1980s movie, Redheaded Stranger.
I don't remember that.
Remember that? Written and directed by an Australian filmmaker named Leon Lunston. Waiting for the Miracle to Come is about a young girl played by Sophie Lowe, who's in beautiful Kate and Adore, finds a letter from her late father directing her to a gold mine in a remote area of California. That's where she meets two retired vaudevillian stars, played by Nelson and Bono. That sounds like a combination and a half, doesn't it?
How's he going to do that with his broken arm, with his arm in a cage?
Bono in it. Well, it's not going to be
CGI.
There forever.
CGI.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Right up there with the Beatles. One of the greatest bands of all time.
You think they're with the Beatles? Come on, what are you talking
about? Yes.
Really?
I would put the Beatles on top. But I would say Led Zeppelin, U2, and the Beatles, probably top five for me. Yeah. Top five bands. Yeah. They just reinvented themselves, like, every week. They were able to do something different. And they failed sometimes, but, I mean, the amount of music that the U2 was able to write and the difference in their creativity is amazing.
All right, Richie, can you go to the video of the day today?
Yeah.
This is from YouTuber Robert Jones, who's built quite a following creating tribute videos to various kinds of pop culture. Latest is his tribute to the teen films of the 80s, all set to the hit song Don't You Forget About Me, which came from The Breakfast Club. The movies that are featured in the video, you got to see this. The song's nice to hear, but it doesn't give you a clue as to what is in the video box at DougStephan.com. Videos that are the tribute is aimed at Breakfast Club, Adventures in Babysitting, 16 Candles, American Werewolf in London, Back to School, Back to the Future, Better Off Dead.
All my favorite movies.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Dirty Dancing, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Flashdance, Footloose, Heathers, The Karate Kid, Lost Boys, One Crazy Summer, Pretty in Pink, Real Genius, Revenge of the Nerds, Risky Business, Say Anything, Some Kind of Wonderful, Stand By Me, Summer School, Teen Wolf, The Goonies, and Weird Science. All are part of this video. This is really well done. I don't know Kenny much about, I know I recognize the name, but he's done a lot of this sort of thing or other creative things.
A lot of this kind of thing.
Yeah. What was the last one he did, do you remember?
He did a mashup of Friends and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really? Any good?
These are all of my favorite movies.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, this is very entertaining, too. I see Richie spent a lot of time watching this.
I will watch this multiple times.
All right, check out the video of the day, Good For You, to see at DougStephan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Three after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We have Jennifer Horn, who's in controller in charge of her own life. Kenny is in charge
of
his life.
Most of the time.
And I'd like to think that for the most part, I'm in charge of my life.
Sometimes we hand over the keys, Dougie, you know?
Yeah, right. I got an email from somebody, actually from a husband and wife team, John and Jane, who are concerned
John
about
and Jane.
they're concerned about the approach that I'm taking when it comes to the terror fight and the people who are, in some people's minds, perverting religion. This is a particular religious fight that involves several different religions, it would appear. Are all of the major religions, because it seems the terrorists are against any religion that isn't their own. And so they sent me a couple of things for me to relay to you. One of them, and I think these people are probably pretty religious. I have a lot of people that listen to this program on stations that cater to pretty religious, strongly motivated folks. Sometimes they get upset with my ideas on religion, but I appreciate the fact that they're tolerant, because we all have different points of view and they're all to be respected. I think everybody's point of view, no matter what, is to be respected as long as everybody has sort of a fair shot at it. And I've been guilty over the years of sometimes not giving people a fair shot. Richie and I have had these conversations on the air and off the air.
I was just listening to you on the way in, and you had some polite words for people who you disagreed with.
Well, I don't remember what they specifically were. Who knows?
The marijuana guys.
Oh, I think that they're imbeciles. No, I think that people who... I am very strongly motivated to express myself there, as are you, if you care to. 888-302-3684 or the focus can be on the email to Rich or Ken or Jennifer and Doug at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What do we do to try to respect people's points of view, even if they are not our own? And whether the president was saying that yesterday about the Islamic religion, suggesting that we're not having a fight with them, but to the perverts of that religion. These people said that this is the time and the place, these people that sent me the email, to begin to improve the world. We have to examine what's in our hearts, in our heads, and what's on our hands. Are we trying to force something on these people? The question has come about for many years about what acts created the vacuum to which the ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other folks have stood up to the plate and filled the vacuum. Whenever there's a vacuum, it's going to get filled. That's a universal law. So what is it that we are doing that isn't allowing goodness to prevail but negativity to prevail? I think that's a great question, frankly. Imposing your beliefs on people doesn't bring you peace. That's for the members of ISIS or others. There are people in this country who are not Muslims who want to impose their beliefs on everybody. And if you don't agree with them, then you have little standing with them. And so how is it that this country, which basically was built on having concern for others, respect for rights, freedoms, religion, that sort of thing. That's why people came here in the first place, because there was persecution, religious persecution back in England. And people wanted to be themselves, so that's why they came here. And yet we have a lot of people who just take this goodness and they destroy it. And that's the basis for this fight that we're having that ruins the lives of so many people. So many are just interested in themselves. The people that run these big corporations that have created this mayhem in the Middle East over oil. The ideas ought to clash. The ideas ought to be discussed. But we need to come around to something that they wrote to me that I'm going to repeat. And this is not a religious program, for heaven's sake. Everybody knows that. But I do have a strong and abiding love for an understanding for an infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it, God. So they wanted me to pass this along. God's love brings the nations of the world together in a bond of understanding. We move forward with a new vision of peace, justice, and universal good. That's what they think and say to themselves and to anybody who would listen. And I think that it certainly is worth a thought, isn't it? God's love brings the nations of the world together. This is what we should be thinking. It's not what's real. But if we were to practice this, would it be enough for all of us to hold this thought, bringing the nations of the world together in a bond of understanding? We have no understanding. And in America, we have only 29% of our country has passports, so we don't go in the main to other countries to see or understand. We think we do because we read the news, or we hear the news, and it discusses what's going on in other countries, so therefore we know all about them. I'll tell you, I've been very fortunate in my life to be able to travel a lot around the world, and we don't know anything about what the rest of the world is thinking. They're very interested and curious about us, much more so than we are about them. There's a certain arrogance that goes with that creates trouble, because arrogance and ignorance together always creates trouble. Look at these ISIS people and Al-Qaeda. They're arrogant and they're ignorant. They think they know it all, and they don't really know squat. But they know how to kill people. They know how to scare people, but they don't know how to get along with people, and therefore they are doomed to destruction. But when we destroy them, what comes behind them? What will be the next group that comes and threatens our peace and tranquility and the ability for us to get a good night's sleep? We have weapons now being sold to the Libyans. They were on the don't sell. They were on an arms embargo list. And now they've gone to the Europeans to get arms to fight ISIS, because ISIS, they feel like they've got an open ear because ISIS is heading toward Europe. Libya, Turkey, go across the isthmus there and you're in Europe. Not a long trek. Meanwhile, we're doing nothing. So is it up to those of us who have thoughts, because thoughts are things, to take those thoughts and try to put them into a, do we have it in us to forgive these people? It's hard to do it when you see what they do. I've said, just kill them all. That's not very forgiving. Maybe they need to be forgiven in the next life. Most of us here on this program have said the same thing, haven't we? We've all agreed.
I have, yeah.
Yep. Jennifer has. I think Richie has. Kenny has. Yeah. Kill them. They're a blight.
Because when you have fundamental differences, you know, sadly with someone, it's very difficult to change that perspective. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And when you have someone who has such violence ingrained in their being, sometimes
it's
that's
hot from when they're 3-4 years
that's
old.
That's the only thing they understand is more violence.
There was a scene in The American Sniper. There are two scenes. One in which Chris Kyle kills a youngster who has a grenade that he's going to throw at the soldiers coming down the street in the tanks. I think it was a grenade. And then there's another scene later in the movie where a man who has a grenade launcher is about to aim it at more tanks coming up another street. And Kyle kills him, and then the boy goes over and picks up it's kind of like a bazooka, I guess. I don't know. One of those things that you hold in your arm. What do they call those things? Mortars?
Rocket propelled grenade.
Rocket propelled,
right?
Whatever it is. And he tries to pick it up and aim it as the man who was killed did, and then he dropped it just before Kyle was going to kill him.
Yep.
And that gives you a sobering reality as to what really the heck is going on here.
The thing is,
none of it's good.
None of it's good. And I think, you know, if the message was, okay, have your beliefs. You can even have these beliefs and be extreme. Don't push them on other people. I think that the U.S. is at the point where we don't necessarily even want to push democracy anymore. We just don't want people to
Well, because we don't trust what they're going to vote for. The people, when we look what we have, what we did in Egypt, and now we don't have a leader there that's sympathetic to the United States, really.
Yeah.
And we don't like that. So we're the bullies. And it says we want everybody to think the way we do. And it doesn't work because we don't know what these people's priorities are. It's kind of like being in, you know, we don't always know what our partners are all about. We don't know everything that they're thinking. It's important to be able to figure that out if you can. And that goes for business, personal relationships, family relationships, whatever. Important to be able to try to figure this out. See it from the other person's shoes, as it were. Walk a mile in their shoes. That's a great... Who did that song? Walk a mile. Is that... Who did Walk a Mile in My Shoes? Kenny,
no,
you remember?
Yeah.
No. That was a big country hit. Walk a Mile in My Shoes. Joe somebody or other.
Yeah, Joe somebody or other. Yep.
All right.
TV report.
All right. TV report's coming up in a minute. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So stand by, please. 17 before the hour, and good day.
I will.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4 inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV.
the burglar deterrent.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Talia Soti, the queen of Latin pop and multi-talented artist, is launching a debut fashion collection that captures her passion, charisma, and style. Available exclusively at Macy's, the collection empowers women to live the life they love.
I just love this collection because it fits all women. Form-fitting, bright colors, sexy prints. It has a little bit of everything. Clothing, accessories, shoes. Everything is happy. Everything is smart.
Talia delivered a transitional collection for her fans' dynamic lifestyles.
Why? Because we're active all the time, working, taking care of the kids, the family, but at the same time we like to have fun. So it's important for me to have this transition from morning to evening. You just lose your hair, put a little lipstick, and that dress makes the transition for the night. The prices are incredible. And on top of all, it's in 300 Macy's around the nation.
Visit Macy's.com/Talia. There was 57
channels and another mile. All right, 13 and a half for the hour. Jennifer Horn is here with our daily focus on TV. I noticed that a company called Startup Ray Enterprises has been demonstrating its super remote here in California this week, Jennifer, showing off the ability to control multiple entertainment boxes, TV remotes in essence, by tapping a screen. You don't have to have the...
The actual remote.
Right, yeah, right. Supposedly.
Cool.
Yeah, that looks like kind of an interesting... We had just some new piece of technology. You got to get up out of
everybody's going
to
need.
Well, but you have to get up out of your chair in order to... It looks to me like you got to get up out of your chair to make this work.
Unless you use your iPad, perhaps.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Is that
right? There are apps that do that, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can put an app on your iPhone that you can use to
I have Verizon Fios, and they have an app that you can download and control your box from anywhere. I can control it from here in the studio. I can... change the channels.
Do you ever mess with your wife at home and be like, bam, bam.
I haven't,
like,
no.
Change the channels.
That'd be tons of
fun.
Fun.
Yeah. I know.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I have an app for Roku on my phone.
Have you?
I can do that.
Cool.
I'm impressed. Oscar poll today. Television will host the Oscars this weekend. And our poll question today asks you which movie you think will win the Academy Award for Best Picture: American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, Selma, Theory of Everything, or Whiplash. That's there because the television will be Sunday night pretty much loaded for, 3.5 hours with the Oscars?
Yeah,
is that about how much time it takes? All right.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Jen?
All right, lots of TV news today. Lester Holt in the news. He has taken over for Brian Williams. Well, Brian's busy reporting on everything, no demand. His first report card as NBC's choice to fill in for Brian on the nightly news has found him maintaining the network's ratings lead. So that's really good news for Lester Holt because they might look to replace him if Brian doesn't come back.
Right.
And he's done really well. He's averaged 9.43 million viewers last week.
How do you think that when the network says you're off for 6 months and then they bring him back and he has to start this stuff all over again, they're not going to do that.
Not gonna
it's
happen.
Done. He's finished.
Now, comedian Norm Macdonald went to Twitter this week and decided to share a long but fascinating account about the behind-the-scenes drama that preceded Saturday Night Live's 40th anniversary extravaganza. He talked about Eddie Murphy, who made a brief cameo on the NBC special.
Who did this, Jen? I'm sorry.
This was Norm Macdonald, who I loved. He used to do the news anchor desk.
Yeah.
He's done it. You know him. He was approached. Eddie Murphy was approached to impersonate Bill Cosby in Celebrity Jeopardy, which is a skit that Will Ferrell hosted on the show, and a skit that Norm Macdonald wrote and originally created for the show. But Eddie Murphy turned down the offer the night before the telecast. Nice, right?
Yeah.
So Kenan Thompson eventually played Bill Cosby in the sketch, which also featured Will Ferrell, Norm Macdonald as Burt Reynolds, Daryl Hammond as Sean Connery, and Kate McKinnon as Justin Bieber. Among many other things, this show was to be the return of Eddie Murphy. He went on to talk about Eddie Murphy, and he praised him on Twitter, talking about his immeasurable contribution to the NBC series in the early 80s when the ratings were down and SNL was nearly canceled. He said, quote, Eddie, the man who in Lauren's absence kept the show alive single-handedly, every Saturday night at 11:30, Eddie Murphy, a kid, would fill 90 minutes with comedy. Impossible. That was his quote on Twitter. So he kind of calls him out for dropping out at the last minute, but then he goes on to really talk about what a contribution Eddie had.
Just decided to walk away from being funny.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
when you have this opportunity
to do it anymore.
Yeah, in front of everybody.
Something else going on. Hi, yeah. Jen, good job. Thank you. We know what's going on mostly in the world of TV now. Good stories. 51 after on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tom Kreitler is on assignment, so we won't visit with him in the money pit. But I'm going to extend the television report because there are some very thought-provoking items that come out of the mind and mouth of Wendy Williams. And you hear me talking about her with some regularity because I respect how she handles mostly the audience members' questions. I think that's the best part of her program. Mm-hmm. They're always stimulating questions, and her answers are well thought out. So we'll have a couple.
Yeah, her advice is good.
Yeah, it is good. It's quite practical. So we'll have a touch of reality here in a moment, or at least her reality, a couple of different examples of advice that you may find helpful yourself here on Good Day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Talia Foti, the queen of Latin pop and multi-talented artist, is launching a debut fashion collection that captures her passion, charisma, and style. Available exclusively at Macy's, the collection empowers women to live the life they love.
I just love this collection because it fits all women. Form-fitting, bright colors, sexy prints. It has a little bit of everything. Clothing, accessories, shoes. Everything is happy. Everything is smart.
Talia delivered a transitional collection for her fans' dynamic lifestyles.
Why? Because we're active all the time, working, taking care of the kids, the family, but at the same time we like to have fun. So it's important for me to have this transition from morning to evening. You just lose your hair, put a little lipstick, and that dress makes the transition for the night. The prices are incredible. And on top of all, it's in 300 Macy's around the nation.
Visit Macy's.com/Talia.
All right, so I've talked about Wendy Williams and her quotient for advice. Here, she answers an audience member's question about harassment on the job.
I have a coworker, a female coworker, that keeps making passes at me. I have a sister that works with us, and my sister even spoke to her and said, chill. But she's like, don't worry about us.
No, don't chill. Harassment is harassment, whether it's coming from a man or a woman. Yes. If this was a man hitting on you, would you go to HR or at least confront him at the copy machine?
I've tried confronting her, and it's just like...
She's aggressive, huh?
Yes, very, very aggressive.
Okay,
very.
Well, you need to be more aggressive and less cute when you deliver to her.
All right, here's another answer to a question about trusting again after one gets divorced.
Well, I was married for 28 years,
okay.
And I caught my husband with another woman.
Okay.
Like, literally, it blindsided me. I'm having a hard time getting back in the dating world because I don't have that trust. So how would I go about doing that and find myself a really nice guy?
So you're divorced?
Yes.
I mean, you... Things happen to people all the time.
They happen for a reason.
And I guess the best way to get out there is just get out there. You know, there's really no advice that I can give you for that. Just get out there. It's like when you fall off a horse, that old saying, don't stay on the ground, get back up and get going.
Okay.
The longer you stay on the ground, the more fearful you'll be of ever riding a horse again.
That kind of sucked.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if she does better with this one. We'll try one more, Richie.
So I've been married for 9 years,
mm-hmm.
and I recently lost my engagement ring. So I want my husband to replace it. However, he doesn't feel that we should replace it because we have a lot of debt. So he feels we should put the money towards our debt. I want to know if I'm being a spoiled brat because
yes.
I want my engagement
yes.
ring.
Yes. Your husband already said that you have financial issues. It's more important to pay your bills than it is for you to wear a ring that you were irresponsible before and lost anyway.
Yeah.
However, you guys can make it a long-range goal, like maybe for your 15th wedding anniversary. Make it a long-range goal.
How about our 10th is coming up?
as long as all your bills are paid off and you have a little something in your savings.
Yeah, right.
All right. Good for
all
her.
Right,
that's
so she got
advice.
2 out of 3.
Smart advice. Yep.
2 out of 3?
2 out of 3 for sure.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Yes. All right. So that takes care of, we've had a lot of
And have you seen the price of diamonds lately?
No.
Holy moly.
Try to
stay away from
it. They've gone nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to replace the ring.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why do women place so much value on that stuff anyway?
I want a diamond. But if I lost it...
59 after the hour on Good Day.
Back to QZ.
Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.